Good morning, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for giving our delegation the floor in this section. And let me start with a caveat that we've made before. The government of the Netherlands is currently awaiting an advisory report on the subject of autonomous weapons, and we anticipate that the advice will also discuss ethical considerations. So we expect to receive this advisory report in a couple of weeks, and we will subsequently recalibrate our current position based on that advisory report. Mr. Chair, our delegation would like to note that we have seen during the work in the GGE over the last years that it's sometimes very difficult to come to a shared understanding of the legal obligations applicable to emerging technologies in the areas of laws. And we fear that it might be even more difficult, if not impossible, to come to agreed language about ethical considerations. With that being said, we also appreciate very much the circulation of these paragraphs about ethical consideration for our discussion, also because it provides us with the opportunity to think about the ethical underpinnings of the operational and normative framework applicable to emerging technologies in the area of laws. And in our opinion, this is also an opportunity where concerns of civil society can be taken into account. And in that sense, more broadly for international lawyers and diplomats, let me just quote from a brilliant article by Professor Modirzadeh from Harvard, who reminds us that in our work on international law, we must make sure that, and I quote, it captures the intimacy and emotion that human beings experience in relation to war, unquote. So an important starting point for our discussion about ethical considerations is that we should not anthropomorphize emerging technologies in the area of laws, and this is already reflected in our guiding principles. Hence, the GGE should refrain from ascribing aspects of human agency to these technologies. And turning now to the paragraph one of the proposed section about ethical considerations, we note the inclusion of an excerpt of the Martens Clause. And of course, we support the Martens Clause, which is also a binding rule in itself. And besides reminding us that we should look at existing international humanitarian law as it is codified in treaties, and additionally also customary international humanitarian law, the Martens Clause, we think, is the entrance point for ethical considerations underpinning the law. But at the same time, we must also remember that humanitarian considerations have already been taken into account when the existing international humanitarian law instruments were drafted, and as such, ethical considerations have played their part when that law was adopted. Nonetheless, our delegation acknowledges that with the passing of time and the development of new technologies and new means and methods of warfare, there's an increased distance on many different levels between those involved in armed conflict. And ethical considerations then remind us that it's important to recalibrate our international legal obligations. We would, however, advise that we must be careful not to jump too quickly from formulations related to ethical considerations to words that reflect existing legal obligations. So therefore, we are not sure about all formulations in the paragraphs. For example, the third paragraph of the proposed text about ethical considerations in the chair's paper, particularly the last part of the paragraph. So that's paragraph three. We therefore propose to delete the second sentence of that third paragraph and reformulate the first sentence as follows. Ethical considerations must be taken into account and underpin limits on autonomy by determining the human factor relevant to emerging technologies in the area of laws. Furthermore, we suggest some edits to the final paragraph of the proposed text about ethical considerations in the chair's paper to better reflect that this proposed paragraph deals with ethical considerations, not with legally binding obligations. So our delegation suggests that the first sentence be deleted, and the paragraph would then read as follows. Ethical and legal responsibilities on the decision to apply force require context-specific, value-based judgment by human beings. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.